And here at Roselle Nass this morning, we're doing what we can to help Chuck take away the non-load-bearing wall between his kitchen and his living room. Steven, with his popping attic, absolutely drives people nuts when the house starts doing that. Stuart had to actually reach out to our water expert, Dave Crisman, one of our water experts, Dave Crisman at EcoWater here in Maricopa County, addressing a new build situation. We actually have a caller from Tucson who has some additional information on that as well. Let's bring Al into the conversation. Good morning, Al.
Hey, Roses.
Hey, what's your input on that?
Well, you know, I haven't been in the business for 25 years, as long as I have. The reason why these builders went, and I've talked to some of the most respected builders, developers down here in my business, and this is what they tell me. It wasn't so much because you were drinking. They wanted to do it where you have the hard water into the cold line of the kitchen sink. They did that because of long-term liability. Remember all the disputes and all the questions. I'm drinking soft water. I'm drinking sodium-based soft water. I'm drinking potassium-based soft water, et cetera. It wasn't so much that there was this phobia, but more so attorneys had in the beginning of these type of systems going into houses, attorneys were consulting and telling, advising the builders and their clients to feed hard water into the kitchen coal for long-term liability, heart problems, hypertension, etc. Having said that, remember, if you're building a brand new house, in most cases, the builder takes it upon himself to give you hard water in the kitchen coal and in the refrigerator. But if you tell and ask the builder, the designer, and or your salesperson that you want soft water in that kitchen coal, they will do that. And they will just have you sign a disclaimer that it was your choice and not theirs.
Very good.
Let's go one step farther. Let's say that the house is complete. If you take a look underneath the sink, and if there's five shutoffs, if there's five shutoffs underneath the sink, one is for hard water, the other one is for soft water, one is for the independent feeding into the refrigerator, one for your cold line and one for your hot line. If you have the extra fifth, if you have the five shutoffs, you can flip it from hard to soft, and you don't have to do anything with the plumbing in the garage.
Fantastic. Well, Al, we appreciate you putting your experience to work in the Arizona water treatment industry for the last 25 years to work for all of our listeners at Rosie on the House. I did not know that. I'm adding that to my database.
The five valves.
Yep.
I got that designated in memory.
I haven't seen that, but apparently they're using it, and apparently this is a legally driven situation. So we appreciate that. That's how we work here at Rosie on the House, as we reach out to our experts across the state. And if I'm stumped, we do exactly what I would do during the week I was stumped. I would just call one of my experts and say, "Hey, you know, this is what we're being asked. This is what we're looking into." I don't know who I'm going to have go look at Peggy's ghost hose bib, but I guess I'll have to start just go look at that myself. Maybe I'll get Thunderbird Joe from Thunderbird Plumbing out there to meet me in Peoria. We'll take a look at it. So I'll be very curious to see what we got going on there. I do want to state that we're getting some comments here with people hearing about our company possibly going up to Happy Jack and trying to help people. You know, one of the things we're doing with my good friend Tom Riley from Prescott is, as those of you that suffered damage in the tender fire are addressing and meeting with your insurance companies, and most of the people I met with yesterday are having very good interactions with their insurance companies at this point. The insurance companies are being proactive. The adjusters were there on site. As you get those estimates back for replacement of the home, and you'd like maybe a second opinion on what it's going to take to get your home rebuilt, well, that's where we can come in, and I think we can help you quite a bit. So if you're up there, you're one of the victims. It's Tom Riley at Renovations. It's Rosie at Rosie Wright Remodeling in Scottsdale. And people ask me all the time, well, Rosie, if you're going up there, are you still going to be doing work in town? And yes, Rosie Remodeling is going to continue doing kitchens and baths and room additions right here in the Valley of the Sun, just like we have for 40 years.